sensing this danger. This is the greatest showman. He is floating on air now.
He's going to send it back.
Door. Bang. Down he goes.
They love it.
Welcome to the program. Round 7 of the AFLW, the Gay Pride Round, brought with it some surprises and a couple of tight matches. Nothing at the top has changed at all this week, but there are around 8 teams in the running for the 4th to 8th position on the AFLW ladder with 3 rounds to go before the finals. Last week's round started off the Tuesday with St Kilda thrashing the GWS Giants by 34 points, while on Wednesday, Melbourne prevailed in a low-scoring affair against Adelaide Crows, who failed to kick a goal and lost by 9 points. Thursday, Port Adelaide defeated Collingwood by 8 points, and on Friday night, Essendon dismissed the Western Bulldogs by 23 points. It was also the second week in a row that Doggies failed to kick a goal. Saturday, Hawthorn decimated the West Coast by 66 points. Richmond defeated Geelong by 7 points, while Brisbane beat the Gold Coast by 16 points. And Carlton away in WA surprised to defeat Fremantle by 4 points. On Sunday, North Melbourne made easy work of the Sydney Swans by 60 points. Melbourne beat St Kilda by 14 points, and the Adelaide Crows found exceptional form to smash the GWS Giants by 64 points. I'm Liz Honey, and you are with the Multicultural AFL Footy Show. Hello, guys.
Hello, Liz.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yes.
Tonight, we'll bring you the results from last week's matches, our previews for Round 8, and George Groshes goes one-on-one in an interview with Michael Gallas, the Aussie coach of the Pakistan AFL and AFLW national teams about to compete in the AFL International Cup in Vietnam. But first, to our review, Harbir, what did you make last week's results?
Well, a bit of surprises as well. The results that we will discuss, we will discuss the other games, but a few teams coming out of the blue and then not expecting them to win, and then suddenly like they're winning now. So the season is getting better for a lot of teams. It's not like all doom and gloom for every team. So that sounds promising. Like St Kilda defeating GWS Giants, well, for me, it was always on the card. Jesse Wardlow had a good game, and so did Jamie Lambert as well, who had like about 27 disposals. They kept the game going, and it was a very important game for St Kilda as well to win. And Nick Del Santo will be pleased with the performance of his team.
Yeah, definitely, I agree. I mean, it goes to also the next game, which was when Melbourne beat Adelaide by 9 points. That was a surprise. So it goes to what you're saying. I definitely agree.
Yes, well, the D's causing the upset of the season in a very, very low-scoring match. 1-8, 14-2, 4-16. So we want to see a lot more attacking football, but a win is a win. So the D's, a much-needed victory.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, big surprise for me that they were able to beat Adelaide, especially the kind of form they had. And Port Adelaide beating Collingwood. I think Collingwood hasn't been that good, but I must say they had a late push in that game, which really gave some credential to Collingwood team that against the Port Adelaide, I was expecting them to be like very down, but I think they did push it. And the Port Adelaide, however, came on top at the end, but definitely a very good performance, if we say, from Collingwood. And I believe the third quarter was very pivotal and the way Port Adelaide came in that game.
Yeah, definitely. I also had predicted that Port Adelaide was going to win, and it's been their third win in a row, which has been amazing. But also would like to note Collingwood's Georgie Clark had her first debut goal in the AFLW, which was great.
Well done to her. Yeah, fantastic achievement.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, Habiya, you touched on that dominant third quarter by Port, so that was indeed pivotal.
Yeah. And to the other game, which has been talk of the town, Essendon versus Western Bulldogs. A lot of critics of that game, and it's like, a few people like, this is what putting us off the AFLW as well. People have been very harsh on this game, especially the way that game was played. So, and it looks like this tight fixture of games, I think players are looking very tired. I think that's probably what resulted in that kind of game as well. Although I was surprised with all that critics came in from the Bulldogs coach point of view, it was all good. So not a match everyone is happy to watch, and definitely not if you're a Western Bulldogs supporter.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, honestly, I wasn't surprised. I mean, the Doggies have really been struggling, and yeah, this was no surprise, to be honest. But again, you know, like you said, we're getting towards the end of the season. Like, there's been a number of games that have been played. Some teams have been playing two games a week. So it is a lot, takes a toll on them. Yep. And yeah, not surprised.
Indeed, some concerns for the Western Bulldogs. Third game of the season where they've been held goalless. So they'll look at that and come up with some new strategies and look at the way they're conditioning and training their players. So a disappointing result all round. But well done to Essendon.
Yeah, and not many concerns if you look at the Hawks at the moment, the way they are playing. Yeah. And they showed against West Coast. And West Coast, to me, they've been performing all right. But I didn't expect a smash from Hawks. That just proves you that how good of a team are Hawks at this season.
Well, they've consolidated their place in the top four, so an amazing achievement for a team, for a club that's in their third season. Emily Bates starring again, Eileen Gilroy with three goals, so a fantastic performance, Ella.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And then it goes to the next game, which was Richmond and Geelong. I had Geelong. Good game by Richmond. I should have stuck to my own team. Yeah. They did win by 7 points. But yeah, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, well, you were not totally wrong, because if you look at the stats and other parts, I think Geelong were dominating everything. It was just that the most important stat, which was a goal, they couldn't do it that well. And that has been their problem this season. We all expected a lot more from Geelong this season, but they haven't been performing. And yeah, Richmond, all credit to them, they played a really good game.
Katie Brennan was fantastic in a seesawing contest.
Yep, and not much surprise in the last game. Brisbane down the Gold Coast. Although I'm with the margin, I'm like, Brisbane didn't perform to their potential, I would say. But huge credit to Gold Coast if they could, they were able to keep that margin together. But Brisbane,
the Q clash, famous Q clash.
Yeah, nah, definitely a good game.
Yeah, I had the Brisbane Lions. I mean, they won by 16 points, as you said. Was an interesting game. Both teams were like neck and neck throughout the game. I thought Brisbane was actually going to obliterate the Suns. But, you know, given the Suns are at the bottom of the ladder and, you know, Brisbane has been such a strong team so far. So, yeah, it was a bit of a surprise. I expected a bit more from Brisbane.
Well, the Suns made it a contest, so well done to them for hanging in there. And Ellie Anderson with 31 disposals was the star of the show.
Thank you, guys. And we'll be back after the break with more AFLW reviews from Round 7 and our special guest, Michael Gallas, coach of the AFL and AFLW Pakistani national team. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the program. We continue with the AFLW Home and Away Round 7 reviews. Ella, take us through the remaining results from last weekend.
Well, Carlton defeated Fremantle in WA by 4 points. That was a very interesting game. Ebony led with 2 opening goals in the first quarter. Both teams were, again, really neck and neck throughout the game. But obviously Carlton came in at those 4 points towards the end.
I can't believe the way Carlton has been performing, and suddenly on the road in Perth against Fremantle, and Fremantle hasn't been doing bad or anything. Although it was a thriller, like could have been anybody's game, but huge credit to Carlton that they went over there and performed in such a way and got their win.
Well, the Blues kicking the last 2 goals of the last quarter. Keely Sharar, the hero of the game, kicking the winning goal in the last 60 seconds. So next best thing to kicking a goal after the siren. So well done, the Blues. As you say, it'd be a tough trip away. So well done, Blues, pocketing another 4 points.
Yep, definitely.
And after that, we had North Melbourne. They belted Sydney by 60 points. I mean, for me, no surprise. I mean, North Melbourne is dominating, so.
Yeah, they're dominating with like 300-something as their percentage. So they've been smashing teams this year. I think looks like where we are, we might as well hand them the trophy, the way things are. The top of the ladder, nothing's going wrong with them at the moment. injuries or anything is nothing in coming their way. So I believe huge credit. There was no surprise in that. They beat Sydney by 60 points.
And after that, we had Melbourne beat St Kilda by 14 points. I mean, again, we spoke about Melbourne and how they've come through. And it's interesting to see St Kilda also now being one of the teams that seems to be fighting to survive, seeing the side is so strong.
Yeah. Just managing to be in the top eight. And looks like from the previous result we talked about, I think they probably got complacent with this game. That's the only way I can probably say it, because I'm not taking anything. I'm not taking anything away from Melbourne at the moment, the resurgence that they were shown. But to be honest, St Kilda was outright favourites in this game. And to go down, I think they, for me, it's only the complacency that came into that game.
Well, well done to the Demons. They've made it three in a row. And Tyler Hanks with 22 disposals, Eliza McNamara with 31, Jesse Wardlaw kicking three goals for the Saints. So terrific performance by the Ds to continue the winning run.
And finally, we had Adelaide decimated the GWS Giants by 64 points. Ebony Marinoff continued to midfield dominance, tallying 41 disposal, 12 clearances and 17 tackles in her latest performance. She's also currently leading in kicks, in disposals and tackles, and in a number of other areas. 2024 is looking like it's going to be Ebony's year.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Well, thanks for your reports. Earlier today, George Groshes went one-on-one with the Pakistani AFL and AFLW national team's Aussie coach, Michael Gullers.
Welcome to the show, Michael, and congratulations for coaching the Pakistani team to their first International Cup premiership last year. Where do you find the time and the funding to coach the Pakistani national AFL and AFLW sides, especially when you're also juggling your daily job as a school teacher, family life and everything else?
Not much sleep, George, that's for sure. But it's a passion and I love AFL. I'm very blessed to have a fantastic job teaching at Christway College in Wyndham, and great support from the principal and executive principal there that are sponsoring me to go to Islamabad in late November and then across to Ho Chi Minh City for the AFL Asia Cup. It's extraordinary that we're all going all the way over there to play AFL. And who would have thought AFL in Pakistan? Seriously, George, AFL in Pakistan is extraordinary, isn't it?
Absolutely. Now, we know of your success with the AFL team, but this is different now. You have the AFLW side to train as well. What do you expect of both sides at the International Cup in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, in December?
Well, the males team are certainly favourites after winning the Asia Cup. We came from the first time we'd entered, and we beat the Laos Elephants in the grand final. The semi-final, we only won by a point against the Cambodian Eagles. And all night I receive video and vision from about 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. in the morning, because Pakistan's 6 hours behind, of the team's training. And the girls' team, a great credit. It's very difficult in Pakistan for women to play sport, and they've been training religiously three times a week. General Irfan's their coach. You got Fazana, who's the captain, and Charman, you know, real terrier around the footy. And Hacha never stops running. So the girls, if we can get them there, and that's why we're on your show, and thank you for having us, certainly will be favourites as well. And the boys' team, we've got General Atik at centre-half back from Afghanistan. He's got a beard down here, and I tell you, I love seeing the faces of the opposition players when they go and stand next to him. Tullah, the captain, he's 6'10", ruckman, he runs like a gazelle, kicks at 50. And Mohammed Rashid, our midfielder. You talk about Lachie Neal, he's got Lachie Neal covered, this kid. And they just, you know, we've got Hawkball here, haven't we? We got Packball over there. And they just attack, run, attack, kick, run, attack, kick. And it's just extraordinary. And they're both favourites. And I can't wait to get back to Islamabad.
I understand, Michael, your opposition will come from China, India, Japan, Indonesia, Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, and Sri Lanka. That is amazing in itself that our local game attracts so many countries to our brand of AFL footy.
Yeah, it's extraordinary, isn't it, really, when you think about it. And all credit to Simon Highfield at the AFL here in Melbourne, the Asian regional manager, and the way that he's promoted it across the Asia region. And China are strong. They're our main competitors, China and also Japan. But they've told me, They've told me, if we don't beat India, there's no point me getting back on the plane because I won't be living. And if you see, we talk about Carlton-Collingwood rivalry, in 2015, we had the AFL International Cup in Bendigo, India v Pakistan. We beat them by a point. In the rooms, I have never seen such passion. And I know that the game we have to win, doesn't matter if we don't win the whole thing, we've got to beat India.
The rivalry transcends all sports. Now, I believe, Michael, you're trying to raise crowdfunding donations to see this campaign through successfully. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we need everyone's help out there. We all love AFL, and this is so much more than just AFL. It's about giving women opportunities in sport. A lot of these girls that travelled to Australia in 2017, that was their first and only international trip. So it's a lot more than just playing AFL. We need to raise $20,000 for their airfares so we can get them from Islamabad to Ho Chi Minh City. Abid Aman from Perth, an Australian Pakistan national, set up the crowdfunding. We've already got our rogue team wear, Alex Roberts. Thanks, Alex, has already sponsored their uniform. And we need everyone to donate $10, $20, $50. Adam Treloar, the Western Bulldogs, a friend of mine, Bianca Rose, a stylist to all the stars, Nathan Buckley, Adam Treloar. He started the campaign off with $100. And we need every other AFL player out there, AFL supporter, AFL sponsor, to put their hand in their pocket. Go to AFL Pakistan Facebook page and help us out, because you know it's more than just football. You're changing the world. And with sports diplomacy, isn't it, George? It's Australia and Pakistan. We have that rivalry in the cricket. Well, now we're building it through AFL.
It's all for a great cause. Michael, thank you so much, and we wish you all the best in the tournament.
I can't wait to get to Islamabad and Ho Chi Minh City. Look out.
Thank you, Michael. We hope you do well again this year. And we will be back with our AFLW previews for this week's 8th round of matches. See you on the other side of these messages. Welcome back to the longest running multicultural AFL footy program in Australia. George, please start the previews of this week's matches.
Okay, well, the round kicks off with Carlton taking on the Western Bulldogs at Icon Park, 7:15 p.m. The Blues, you would expect to keep their faint finals hopes alive by beating a very disappointing Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, Carlton has been coming up strong. We saw how they played last week. And obviously the Western Bulldogs not having a good time.
Hopefully they can kick a goal this time. They won't be doing that. So it's going to be hard though, but let's see what happens.
Break their drought. And Port Adelaide take on St Kilda from Alberton Oval, 7:45 p.m. Friday, October the 18th. So this is a clash between 9th place Port versus 8th place St Kilda. This could be match of the round. I'm going to tip Port Adelaide at home. It's been a bit of a fortress for them. So your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. I'm also going to go with Port Adelaide. And I think it's just probably going to be the game that bumps them up the ladder as well.
I think Nick DeSanto has to come up with a plan if they really want to keep the position in the top eight. Otherwise, I agree. It's going to be Port Adelaide for this game.
And on Saturday, it's Hawthorn taking on the GWS Giants at Kinetic Stadium, 1:05 p.m. The high-flying Hawks should notch up another win and consolidate their place in the top four.
Absolutely, I agree. I'm going to go with Hawthorn as well.
Oh, you can't go against them the way, especially they played against the West Coast. So, yeah, no, I'm with them too.
And in another Saturday clash, it's the Swans taking on the Gold Coast Suns from Henson Park at 3:05 p.m. The Swans have been struggling of late, but this is an opportunity for them to bounce back on their home turf.
I know they're at the bottom of the ladder, but I'm going to go with the Gold Coast Suns. Based on how they played the Brisbane Lions, I think they might actually come through this one.
Yeah, and I'm expecting it to be a close game as well.
And the next clash on Saturday sees Melbourne taking on Richmond at Casey Fields at 5:05 p.m. The Tigers looking to consolidate a place in the top four, I think, should have too much poise and class.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I'm going to go with my team, Richmond, for a change this season. But also Melbourne has been really playing really well. So I think that's going to be an interesting game, probably going to be a close call.
You're tipping with your head and your heart.
Yeah, I believe Richmond will be the favourites to win this game. However, they've been on the winning streak at the moment in Melbourne. I think this is where it ends. However, I'm expecting a good fight, though, in this game. And, yeah, I agree. I think Richmond will come on top.
And then we have the Western Derby, where it's West Coast Eagles taking on Fremantle. Freo in sixth place, looking to keep their spot in the eight. So I would expect them to defeat West Coast Eagles, who are doing really, really well with Daisy Pearce at the helm.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. I'm going to be going with Fremantle as well.
Yeah, no, I think the way they had a very close game against Carlton, I think they will be getting a spray from the coach as well and everything. That's going to help them get over the challenge of West Coast in that game.
And on Sunday, we have Geelong taking on Brisbane at GHMBA Stadium. Brisbane should be too strong, looking perhaps to take top spot depending on how the results go.
Yeah, I'm going to go Brisbane.
Yeah, all I'm hoping for is a good fight from Geelong at the moment.
And the next clash at Windy Hill, 3:05 p.m. It's Essendon taking on North Melbourne. Essendon have a formidable challenge ahead of themselves, taking on the Roos, who are top spot and have been performing incredibly well this year.
Yeah, well, I definitely am going to go for North Melbourne. But again, I think Essendon is going to put in a pretty good game. I mean, you look at the way they're one of the teams that have really been also pushing.
Can they cause an upset?
Yeah, well, we'll see. But I'd really be interested in the tactics of the coach from Essendon, because they've been under scrutiny, as we talked a little bit about that before. Mm-hmm. But North Melbourne all time, they are unbeatable at the moment, especially from Essendon.
And the final game of the round sees Collingwood host Adelaide Crows at Victoria Park at 5:05 p.m. You would expect Adelaide to be far too strong, so I'm going to tip them to win comfortably, at least 4 or 5 goal win against Collingwood, who were second last and have been terribly disappointing all season. But
yeah, I'm going to go with the Crows as well. I mean, they are actually one of the superstar teams besides North Melbourne and Brisbane. So yeah, I'm pretty sure they'll have this one.
Well, other team had upset against Adelaide Crows. Collingwood with their Magpie Army over there would be like going to go. And I hope that the fans turn up in large numbers, and that way there's something for Collingwood. Otherwise, Adelaide Crows would be too strong.
Our live NBC AFLW match broadcast this week in the Spanish language come from Icon Park at 7:15 p.m. tonight. Carlton versus Western Bulldogs with TV footy panel personality Vanessa Gerica. And on Sunday at 3:05 p.m. from Windy Hill in the Punjabi language, Essendon versus North Melbourne with award-winning TV footy show personality Harbir Singh Kang and Rajbir. Both games are live on the AFL app. Which brings me my selection for my AFLW tips. Carlton, Port Adelaide, Hawthorns, Sydney Swans, Melbourne, Fremantle, Brisbane Lions, North Melbourne, Adelaide Crows. Well, that's all we have for this week. You can also watch us in Adelaide on Channel 44 Friday evenings and online at CTV Plus. You are listening to this podcast on the Community Radio Network. The AFL Diversity News in 9 languages will resume with next year's AFL season. I am Liz Honey.
I'm Harbir Singh.
I'm Ella Rose Chanel.
And I'm George Gracias.
Thank you for being with us, and we shall see you next week. But to see this program out, we'll replay the exciting last couple of minutes from the AFLW thriller from Fremantle Oval in Western Australia last Saturday night between Carlton and Fremantle.
Blues lurking dangerously. A kick around the corner. Paddles it towards the goal square. Vessio with a fierce tackle on O'Day. And a throw has been called against O'Day, and Vessio's got a chance for a goal. For Darcy Vessio, this for an early confidence booster for her, for them and their Blues.
Just really good fight from both teams. Both teams are battling hard to get the ball moving their way.
Syme got it quickly inside 50 to Window, and Levicki, right spot, right time. Just has the accuracy and just has the distance. Port Adelaide on the ball. But Port Adelaide, it just has so many numbers around the ball at the moment. Maloney to Houghton. Plays on. Good luck catching Gemma Houghton. A gem of a goal from the Power Star. Bree Moody 1-on-1, but superbly roved by Dowrick. Houghton. Sutton in front. She's in some serious touch today. Houghton extends Port Adelaide lead. Pye wasting no time. Good decisively down. Mills Robinson from the stoppage. Taken by Dersma. Hill, quick hands. Gearan hurries it forward. Well gathered by Bree Moody. Excellent athleticism. Excellent goal from the Carlton ruck. Power fans look on hoping for their first goal. And it might come through Syme. It does come through Syme. And now Hill streaming through the middle of Albert and Oval. That might spark the Blues. Dalpos wastes no time. Kicks it deep inside 50. Celine Moody got hands to it. Follows up with a tackle. Borg is so good, though, as a defender. And, well, in the end, is Bade holding the ball. 68th game. Has 8 goals to her name. Make it 9, and the Blues are within striking distance. At the back, Anthony couldn't take it cleanly. Syme hurried it inside 50. Teagle round the body. Huge goal for Port Adelaide. One-on-one here with Fitzgerald. Lawson Tavern had it pitched by Window. Kicks the goal. And that seals a big Port Adelaide win. What a way to kick your first AFLW goal by sealing victory for your team. The long kicking has been a feature of her game today. She gives it a good ride, straight to the back. No one near her. Such an efficient goal kicker over her career. And a sweet finish, putting the icing on the power cake. Mules Robinson is pointing to the top of the goal square. Heads there now. Saint at the back. Teagle at ground level. Feeding it back. Rush kick from Maloney. Oh, what a shepherd from Saint. Maloney is rewarded with the goal. Port Adelaide's most impressive performances of the season. Pope will get the final kick of the game. A powerful fourth quarter surge helps Port Adelaide to their second win of 2024. 8-10-58 the power. Carlton 3-5-23 in front of a raucous home crowd.